The Aged Care Royal Commission's interim report last week said urgent action was needed to get young people out of nursing homes. It heard harrowing evidence from young adults who felt abandoned, neglected, and even suicidal at their plight. Many are in aged care facilities because no other suitable alternatives could be found. The Commission says the government's current policy to address the problem lacks ambition, that's a quote, and still allows an unacceptably large number of younger people into residential aged care into the future. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Neil Radley was still in his 40s when he moved into a nursing home. Like most of the 6,000 or so people under the age of 65 living in aged care in Australia, he has a disability. He's a quadriplegic and uses a powered wheelchair.
You've got to ask to be let out. You've got to ask to be let back in. Trying to get the care that you need to get the consistency has been an ongoing problem for a fair while. It's really not suited, one for age, two for your freedom.
The now 53-year-old suffered a spinal injury during a diving accident. After hospital and rehab, the former truck driver was unable to return to his home in regional Victoria.
Aged care was about the only place that was available to me at the time, and trying to find somewhere that could give me the level of care that I needed wasn't easy.
58-year-old Debbie Dick has had a similar experience. She has a condition called spinal stenosis, uses a wheelchair and has been living in a nursing home in Melbourne for 2 years.
I do suffer from depression and it does upset me because my condition has forced me to be in the home. I know there's nothing that I can do about it.
Debbie Dick has just become eligible for National Disability Insurance Scheme funding, but she's still waiting to find out if she'll be able to get home to her husband.
Hopefully they will pay for the alterations needed for the house for me to be able to move home. So that hopefully might happen early next year.
The NDIS is a significant part of the solution to this long-standing problem, but it's one of the parts of the solution.
Bronwyn Morecambe is the National Director of advocacy group Young People in Nursing Homes.
We have to have accessible housing for people to move into, and we don't have enough of that yet. We also need to have services that support people with complex health and disability support needs that enable them to live safely and with confidence in the community. So we have a workforce issue that we've got to attend to as well.
The federal government already has a Younger People in Residential Aged Care Action Plan, which aims to halve the number of people under 65 in nursing homes by 2025. But the Royal Commission's interim report said the action plan lacks ambition and is unlikely to achieve its limited targets. Bronwyn Morecambe says the federal government needs to do more.
We simply don't have an option not to succeed on this. We have a Royal Commission who has made it abundantly clear that this is a human rights issue for these young people to be living in residential aged care. They've also made it abundantly clear that the government must find the will, it has the resources, to achieve those targets. I don't think the Royal Commission would have reiterated the targets and confirmed that they're the ones to go for if they hadn't felt it was doable.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Department of Social Services said the government would ensure all younger people in aged care eligible for NDIS have full and proper access. It will also reform specialist disability accommodation under the NDIS and progress its action plan.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.